Miese Überleitung zum nun folgenden Song von Ed Prozac. Der da heißt Light as a Feather und der Künstler ist mit zwei Mitstreitern schon bei mir im Studio. Hello, Ed.
Hello, how's it going?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing today?
Very good, very good.
Nice.
Yes.
You look as if you were in a good mood, like the whole crew smiles
no,
at me.
No, no, absolutely not.
It's
no.
It's that this fake is, smile, right?
Yes,
that professional fake
we've
smile.
We've perfected it at this
point. Yeah, I mean, as soon as you're talking to a radio guy, you have to pretend that you're like a...
Well, no, but that's the beauty of radio. Yeah. You don't actually have to smile. Nobody knows. You could be frowning. I mean, my pants could be off. Nobody knows.
No, the funny thing is that we are actually like screaming at each other right now, but people out there are realizing that there's some love in the air.
Yeah,
that's the cool thing about radio.
Maybe.
A little bit of love.
Maybe. That's the mystery. You'll find out after these messages.
You'll find out after a song by Ed Prozac, which is called Light as a Feather. Wir werden dann gleich noch ein bisschen quatschen mit Ed und seiner Band und vorbereiten auf das Konzert am Abend im Maschinenhaus. Und wir werden für diese Show auch Tickets verlosen. So sind wir bei Flux FM. Ed Prozac, Light as a Feather. Ed Prozac mit Light as a Feather. Yeah, that was a perfect sound to end that song
a little
with.
A sigh of...
Wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
And it was like from the heart. It was a sigh from the heart.
That's what I want in all my shows. No applause, no nothing. Just like a...
Wow.
An audience-wide...
Yes. Yeah. Count them in for it. You can do it, man.
One, two, three.
Sounds like a pregnant woman, actually.
Your words, not mine.
I mean, those four dudes, when they sigh together, they sound like one pregnant woman. That's interesting.
Oh, my God.
So good to have you here, Ed Prozac.
So good to be here.
Yes, Ed Prozac is by me. Sascha und Alex sind auch noch mit am Start. Die werden wir gleich in der Live-Performance vor allen Dingen hören, denn die haben Instrumente umgeschnallt. So, Ed wird heute nochmal seine neue EP vorstellen, die so heißt, wie der eben gehörte Song. Und aus dieser EP wird er Stücke präsentieren auf der Bühne des Maschinenhauses. Und vielleicht wird es auch heute schon Stücke zu hören geben, die dann auf der zweiten EP, die dieses Jahr noch rauskommen, soll zu hören sein werden. Das war jetzt zweimal die gleiche Feature-Form, aber ihr wisst, was ich meine. Ed Prozac wird uns aufklären, denn er ist bei mir im Studio. So good to have you. I already said that. How are you doing today?
I am great. Yeah, we're enjoying the weather. We're getting ready for the show. We're happy to be here with you and your lovely self.
Thank you.
Play a few songs for you. Yeah.
Sounds nice. Where are you coming from today?
Here.
Yeah.
We all live here.
Yeah, all live here?
Yeah, my German wouldn't give it away, but we all live here. Actually, Alex is German, so we should have him speak, but, you know.
Tachchen, sag mal Tachchen, Alex.
Tachchen.
Fantastic.
So, you do live in Berlin. Sometimes you travel to Brighton.
Sometimes I travel to Brighton, yes.
But you're from the States.
I am from the States.
And you've recorded... The LP in Valencia. Now, how does that make sense? Why not Brighton? Why not Berlin?
Why Valencia?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, why not? But second of all, so one of my oldest friends in the world, the guy I first had a band with when I was 16, he moved to Valencia. He's a Colombian guy. Sebastian Laverde. Yeah. He moved to Valencia for Berkeley master's program.
Okay.
And afterwards, he opened a little studio out there, and it is the most gorgeous thing. And... We were super happy to be invited as the first people in there to record.
Ah, the first people.
Yes. So we christened it with this.
Ah, lovely.
It was really, really fantastic.
Ah,
but he's
nice.
Doing super well, and his studio is just so gorgeous.
And that's when the studio still smells nice, right? When you're the first band.
Well, we added our stench to that to that ever-increasing pile.
So, yeah. The music sounds like as if it was recorded live. But
that's what we want you to think.
Yeah, but you didn't.
No, a lot of it is incredibly live.
Okay.
So the strings and stuff that were all recorded live.
Mm-hmm.
We did all of our parts for the most part live, but maybe we tracked a couple things on top. But that's the whole beauty of his studio, that it's a jazz studio, so it's meant to be recorded live, and it has that sound.
Wow.
And stuff. Yeah, so there's essentially it is alive, a living creature of an EP.
Yeah, it's called Jazz Tone Studio. And that's an interesting name, but if they go for that genre, why not?
Yeah.
You know, if it's a good room for horns, let's call it Jazz Tone Studios. It has a certain nice sound to it. Another thing that I just found out today is that you started composing at a really young age because your mother is a composer. What kind of music does your mother compose?
She is an opera composer.
Oh, wow.
And so, like, my whole childhood, I'm a trumpet player, classical trumpet player. And I went through the whole classical world, but my whole childhood, she would like drag me along and make me play in her orchestras and stuff. She's actually quite successful and built quite a name for herself in San Francisco, which has a big modern music
scene.
And so I grew up playing in these little sort of put together orchestras for her operas. And that was what started me on to composition, really. I don't really know anything about opera.
Yeah.
Hands up. But classical music, I love it. And I studied it for so many years, and it's my other passion. And I try to incorporate it into what we do, and that's why we have the strings. That's why we go to those nice studios, and why we do all this stuff. And
but there's so much. When I listen to your music, I feel as if so much of it was coming from your stomach, from your belly. You know, like there's intuition in there, there's feelings in there. Cheers. And that are things that sometimes lack when a musician is classically trained, because they're like, oh, the E7 chord has to happen now because it's a logical thing to use that chord now. And sometimes it gets really boring. Music gets really boring.
Absolutely, I failed out of all my music theory classes, and that's how I managed to keep a little bit of.
Cool.
Yeah, I've always been terrible with
that. There's a recipe for success.
Exactly. You sort of get the education, but you don't actually absorb it.
Yeah, that's so nice.
It just sort of seeps in.
Just hang around with the professional musicians.
Exactly. And it just sort of like, you know, it gets in your ear a little bit. You don't really know what you're talking about, but you can act like you do.
Yeah,
and
but as soon as they talk about theory, you just stop listening.
There's like a face you pull that's sort of like... totally.
Thank you for putting your face on the radio ads.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that makes sense.
There you go. So for all of you viewers out there, you know what I mean, though. I know what you're talking about. Exactly. Yeah, no, I think the same.
Oh, that's cool, though. And that's a nice upbringing, to be surrounded by music all the time.
Yeah, totally.
And to be with to have a professional composer in the house. I mean, do you sometimes show stuff that you've just recorded to your mom? From a composer's standpoint,
do you think that's nice?
Know,
everybody has that relationship with their mom where like your mom always loves what you do, but I don't. And I love that
cool.
She can like critique me from like the first listen, and I can do the same to her.
Yeah.
And I love that. It's very honest. It's very like, you know, we want the best for each other. So it's always like a little, there's even like a little bit of competition there.
Nice. And you do write for other artists as well sometimes.
Yes. I've done. So I wrote a song for Michael Schulte a little while ago, and I've been writing with an artist named Violetta Zeroni, who's Italian. We've been writing some beautiful songs together last year.
Nice.
She's about to release an EP tomorrow, but...
Okay. Is it in Italian or
no,
English?
It's in English.
Okay.
So I don't speak Italian.
Maybe you were just in the boat for the music.
Anyway, always. I write from other people and I enjoy doing that, but this is my main jam.
Yeah. Let's just listen to one or two songs that you're... ready to play, I think, for this little station. And then we'll talk a bit more, and then we'll give away some tickets for tonight's show.
Great, great, great. So this song is called Holy Water. Needed you.
medium applause for Ed Prozac and Ben. Yeah. That was a great live performance. I had goosebumps all over my body. Like, they're gone now, but you should have seen them. It was like, I was really like just about to fly away. I felt like a goose.
Really?
I felt like a goose.
Oh, God. Wonderful.
Yeah, so make me feel like a goose once more, please.
Yes, one more goose.
One more
goose
goosey goose time.
All right.
That was really beautiful. Guys, the backing parts.
Aren't they great?
Really good.
Thanks a lot.
Really good. Can't complain. Had worse musicians in here.
Okay.
It works. No, that's always good.
Okay.
Okay. This is called So Beautiful. Here I am again, pick my heart up off the floor. All that once was mine and yours, and throw it all into the trash. 'Cause I'll walk these halls again, but you won't walk here anymore. Just me and all these ghosts of yours. I wish they'd all stay in the past, but sometimes I get lost in your memory as I wander these old dirty streets. I keep looking over my shoulder, thinking you are still holding on to my head. You brush my cheek and wrap your loving arms so tight around my side. But when I turn, there's no one there but empty streets. And it feels like cutting my heart open every time. And every night you meet me here to see me watch you. It's so beautiful, but it's time to say goodbye. So here I lie again, as empty as I've ever. Are the funeral rooms? Won't you abide with me? Let me go peacefully. If I could do it all again, I would have been a different man. To hold you to the ends of the earth and back again. Oh, I keep thinking you might save my head. And you brush my cheek and wrap your loving arms so tight around my side. Streets, and it feels like cutting my heart open every time. And every night you meet me to see me watch you leave again. You finally wrote a song that makes me cry. Oh, and it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful.
but it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah, whoa. It's like an open sword.
Chores.
Give me a sword.
Is that a Pokemon?
That's the way they spell it, honey.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think Dean Martin said that once. Give me, that's like, down each avenue. And he was like starting a song and he didn't know the tune. And he was like, now I start talking like James Dean.
I like it. It's a good impression.
And then he's like, confused because of the tone.
Yeah.
He's like, give me a chord.
Give me a chord.
And the guy goes like, and then said, this is the way it's spelled, honey. This is the way it's spelled.
I like this bit. This is a good bit.
Don't you think? At Prozac. Ist immer noch bei mir heute Abend. Gibt's im Maschinenhaus Stücke aus der aktuellen EP Light as a Feather auf Ohren. Aber im Hintergrund wird bereits eine Nachfolge-EP gearbeitet, habe ich heute gelernt. Und die soll musikalisch ganz anders aussehen. Ed, I've just learned today that you're working, or you have already worked on another EP that's going to come out this year.
Yes.
And it's going to be like another musical direction.
Yeah, so I did a song with a Berlin producer named Andrew Applepie 2 years ago, who I love. And if you don't know him, check him out. He's awesome.
Andrew Applepie is a nice name, though.
Yeah, it's a cool name.
Yeah.
And it was sort of more electronic because he's an electronic producer. And I got totally obsessed with the sound. And it became sort of a part of what I do as well. And
cool.
I released a couple songs in that vein. And so I thought with this year, we were going to do one EP at the beginning of the year that was very singer-songwriter, very true to what I've always done.
Yeah.
And then another one that sort of explores that other side
cool.
of me. And we're going on tour in October as well. We're going to be playing here. The dates will be announced very soon. But we're going all over Europe. So super excited.
So for the next part of the tour, for the October part of the tour, you have to have like two setups. Because you're going to do both worlds, or are you going to concentrate on the electronic world for the
We're
going to
do
tour?
Both.
Okay,
We're
cool.
We're going to do totally both. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, you know, light and dark. It's like two sides of the same coin, really.
Yeah, and it keeps it interesting for you guys as well, right?
Yes.
Always, totally. Always with the wooden guitar. Come
Jesus,
on.
Come on.
But what are your plans? Is that EP done already?
Mostly.
Okay,
mostly.
So you have already have plans for more?
We're always
10 more?
Steps ahead. This is four-dimensional chess we're playing here.
Well, nice. So I'm awaiting your next move.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to your next move.
Great.
In the four-dimensional game of chess.
Yes.
Because I know that there's going to be another Ed Prozac move.
Yeah.
It's going to be king-queen move, maybe. Checkmate move. You never know.
Totally. Or it just like flops out of some portal with a space-time continuum.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of the four-dimensional chess game.
The flopping.
Yeah, when you pop out somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, parallel universes, my favorite place.
It's like MC Escher, right? That's the
totally. Yeah. MC Escher, one of my favorite rap stars. So sorry. Oh,
that was a Family Guy joke. That was a Family Guy joke.
Yeah, that's true. That humor on Flux FM. Wer zu Ed Prozac möchte heute im Maschinenhaus, der kann uns jetzt schnell anrufen. 030-2000-9000, das ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, meine Kollegin Julia Oberlohr geht ans Telefon, schreibt euch auf eine Liste für Ed Prozac und Band heute Abend im Maschinenhaus. You guys are going to come back again in October or a bit before October to talk about the new EP?
Yes, of course. We would love to.
Cool.
We would love to.
Cool. So people out there are phoning in already. I want to thank you for your visit and your beautiful live performance.
Thank you for having us.
It was
and thank you
really,
guys for listening.
Really nice.
Everybody out there, the viewers, the watchers.
Yeah, the watchers.
The TV viewers.
Sasha and Alex, thanks to you guys as well.
Thank you.
Beautiful performance at Prozac. Bye-bye, Flux FM. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.